Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on March 9 regarding Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Condi, C-O-N-D-E, as described in the copies of correspondence, comma, witness statements, comma, and employee statement. It is evident that Mr. Condi has become a lightning rod of controversy in your organization, period. In short, he has displayed what is described as a difficulty in communicating in a calm and respectful fashion, period. He has been heard cursing, comma, bossing people around who do not report to him, comma, etc., period. He currently states he has not behaved in this fashion. Period. He denies being diagnosed with any psychological or psychiatric problems or receiving medication for same. Period. Interestingly, he indicates he switched positions to avoid being on the bus with COVID. Period. He also asserts that his job title and job duties are, quote, undefined, period, end quote. He is dissatisfied with this status, period. In paragraph, I did an extensive interview with Mr. Condi, as will now be described, period. He first told me that he checked this evaluator out on our website, period. He repeatedly stated, quote, I just want to get to the bottom of all this, period. He is dumbfounded, period, end quote. He admitted to absolutely cursing, but never has done so at work in the office, period. He has a 17-year-old daughter and a 15-year-old son, period. He has gone to couples counseling for a divorce about 5 years ago. His two children live with him now, but this was not court ordered. Period. He was born in Brooklyn, New York, and graduated high school. Period. He went to John Jay College for 1 year. Period. Dropped out secondary, his father being charged with murder. Period. He was arrested when in his 20s due to fighting. Period. No charges were made, period. However, he was thought to be a disorderly citizen while at Denny's restaurant. But he has not been involved with any lawsuits, period. He has not served in the military, period. New paragraph. He does suffer from type 2 diabetes mellitus and takes medication for this. Period. He does not use any drugs or alcohol. Period. At one point, he was addicted to gambling and, I believe, another substance. Period. He does smoke one pack of cigarettes per day. Period. New paragraph. His manner was quite overbearing, period. He attempted to dominate the whole conversation, period. He expressed various disjointed statements, period. He states an employee named Ferrari left the job, and went to another position in Deptford. Perry offered him a job since they had worked well together. He complains that his co-workers are rude and obnoxious, yet he is very professional. Perry has problems with two bus drivers named Fanelli, F-A-N-E-L-L-I, and Farside, F-A-R-S-I-D-E. Perry stated he already had trouble with them when he was the driver. He asserts, quote, "I am the one who tells you what to do," comma, end quote, relative to these drivers. Perry did express that he was going to contact a lawyer. He was casually dressed. He declined wearing a face mask as is required, but was coaxed into doing so. He expressed the Board of Education just hired an assistant coordinator named Blakely, B-L-A-K-E-L-Y. Mr. Conde had applied for that job, secondary to the increase in pay, but did not get offered the position due to the complaints against him. He states he is not in the union, so this possibly may be a factor. He also stated that even though Ms. Blakely received the assistant coordinator position, he himself would have to train her. An individual named Hall, H-A-L-L, was out of work in March due to a knee problem. He complains about Hall and Rossi. He believes there is incompetence amongst Hall and Leary, L-E-A-R-Y, and quote, "I don't understand," end quote. There's an individual named Meredith. Ms. Hall, kind of the only supervisor in this group, moved her since he did not like that employee. He expressed the job roles are unclear and it is not the way to run a business, but he does want what's best for the Board of Education and believes his approach is the best one. The Board of Ed does not give logistics to Hall or Mr. Conde himself. The paragraph as far as the specific confrontation noted in the provided documents, he states, a driver would not take an extra child on the bus route. Accordingly, a second driver had to be dispatched to do so. Mr. Conde states he does tell drivers what to do, but yet they resist. They give various excuses such as it's too close to dinner time or the bus is too large to drive. He feels like he is being bullied and is fighting back verbally. He speculates that his race may have something to do with how he is being treated. He has not had any physically violent activities while at work. He believes the dynamic at work is toxic. Secondary to all employees knowing how much each of them is paid, since it is public knowledge. He did not get paid for being bilingual and believes this is an injustice. He repeatedly brought up his compensation. He asserts the newer employee makes more money than he does. Dispatchers are a level above drivers in his mind. New paragraph. Additionally, Ms. Hall is the Director of Transportation and Mr. Cundy's supervisor, where he receives a six-figure income, of which Mr. Cundy is jealous. Period. He does not care what they say about him. Period. There had been a parent issue, and Mr. Hall told him to, quote, get it done, period, end quote. He clapped loudly as he expressed this directive, period. Another individual named Ms. Supi, S-U-P-P-I, who is a co-worker and a good worker. Period. However, she was never a driver and is ineffective in her role. Period. She was changed secondary to the remote tattling on someone stealing hours. Period. He feels like he has to take over her job. Period. New paragraph. At one point, Ms. Finelli was placed as a standby driver and complained about this. Period. He also was concerned that Ms. Finelli was out of work a lot and on medical leave. Period. Ms. Farside is her best friend. Period. He asserts he makes less money than anyone, but, quote, he gets the call, period, end quote. In March of 2020, all the individuals in his department were sent home due to the schools being closed for COVID. Period, new paragraph. In June of 2020, he changed to a dispatcher despite the pay cut. Period, he states the first year doing so was great. Period, in October or November of 2021, he changed out of dispatch to an undefined job. Period, this involves coordinating children drop-offs, comma, route changes, comma, and parent complaints. Period. He returned to work for one day, comma, last Monday. Period. He noted the emails sent to him by yourself. Period. He believes these issues described were already addressed. Period. He feels he needs to lead the dispatching group. Period. He deals with drivers that he worked with. Period. He does not want to drive a bus again, secondary to the Department of Transportation requirements relative to diabetes. Period. New paragraph. Relative to his background in Brooklyn, he referenced a restaurant named Peter Luger, L-U-G-E-R. Period. He was taken there by some type of salesperson, and their dinner bill was $1,100, period. However, Mr. Cundy thought he was, quote, full of shit, period, end quote. He did use similar foul language sprayed throughout our discussion, period. In terms of his recent behavior, he was seen by a, quote, doctor, end quote, three times and found this to be helpful. Period. He thinks everyone should have a counselor because he loves it so much. Period. To summarize, he displayed an overbearing, pressured speech pattern and talked over this evaluator regularly. Period. He talked continuously and had to be interrupted for him to address the particular questions and subjects raised. Period. He did have a loud, overbearing tone. Period. He, quote, loves his job, period, end quote. He wants what is best for the Board of Education and the community. Period. This seems to be grandiose type thinking and elevated self-worth. Period. In fact, he does have an inflated view of himself. Period. He is insecure about pay, comma, his job title, comma, and lack of promotion. Period. He has an overbearing demeanor and difficulty with authority. Period. He is disgruntled about his position with the Board of Education. Period. He does seem to have poor impulse control and maladaptive personality tendencies. Period. His overall behavior suggests a possible underlying psychological disorder, such as personality disorder, that may need medical attention. Period. New paragraph. I do believe at this point Mr. Conde is not fit to continue working in his current position. Period. I would recommend that he does partake in anger management training. Period. He also needs more attention to the underlying disorders that are manifesting in these difficult behaviors. Period. And that is the end.